They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The latest update on jobs says the private sector is finally pulling its weight.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts its day. In a moment, we'll get reaction to this morning's Labor Department report. It says the economy added more than 150,000 jobs in October, and the unemployment rate is still 9.6%. But first, where's Wall Street? Numbers are mixed right now. The Dow is down 13 points at 11,421. The NASDAQ down about 1/10 of a percent, and the S&P 500 up about 1/10 of a percent. The Dow, by the way, is hovering right around where it was the week before Lehman Brothers collapsed. Now to that jobs report, we turn to Chris Lowe, as we do every Friday. He's chief economist at FTN Financial, and he joins us this morning live from Hershey, Pennsylvania. Chris, have you had any chocolate yet this morning?
So far, just one Hershey Kiss, but okay. I'll do better than that.
More than me. All right. So the unemployment rate stays the same, 9.6%. But the private sector, we hear, is responsible for an additional 159,000 jobs. You subtract 8,000 government jobs that were lost, and you have the big number, 151,000 new jobs. What does all that tell you?
Well, I think it's good news. There are two separate surveys, which complicates things. That's why the unemployment rate didn't move. The jobs number did. They sometimes diverge month to month. They'll come back together down the road. But I think the real news here is that we've got the strongest growth in private sector employment since April. And it is also trending upward over the last several months.
All right. Well, let's hear from the president. He spoke earlier this hour about this report. Let's take a listen.
An encouraging jobs report doesn't make a difference if you're still one of the millions of people who are looking for work. And I won't be satisfied until everybody who is looking for a job can find one.
So he was obviously happy about this number, but didn't want to seem too cheery about it. Chris Lowe, dig into those numbers for us. Where are these jobs coming from?
Well, it's pretty broad-based. Some of the improvement came today because the rate of state and local layoffs slowed down. But digging in, it's on the service side. Manufacturing jobs are still falling, although it was the smallest job loss there in a while. Hmm. But on the service side, retail was up. Transportation was up. The biggest gain was in temporary workers.
All right. Well, Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Bank stocks are rising this morning, just as they did yesterday, and that is thanks to news that the Federal Reserve might let some banks boost dividend payments to investors. Marketplace's Scott Tong has been working the phones on this story for us this morning, and he joins us now live from Washington. Good morning, Scott.
Hi, good morning.
So tell us, what is the Fed allowing the banks to do here?
To let them cut bigger checks to their investors. A dividend is kind of like interest on your checking account. Say you, big investor Jeremy, you own a share of a bank. Right? You can make money two ways. The stock price can go up and you sell, or the bank can give you a share of the profits. That's a dividend. Now, we all know that the banks lately have been weak. They have frozen or really limited their payouts as the regulators work on new rules to protect their vital organs, their capital. But now these new guidelines on the way from the Fed would begin to unfreeze things. I spoke this morning to Justin Urquhart Stewart at Seven Investment Management in London, and he says bigger dividends would be a sign of better health.
The economy still has a long way to go, but in order to get there, it needs to have strong banks providing facilities and finance to the economy. So if the means of they're now and they're strong enough to pay dividends, then that's a positive sign for investors and also for the economy.
Okay, a positive sign, Scott. What does this say about the health of the banks?
Well, it tells us that some of them look healthier. A source familiar with the matter tells Marketplace that these new guidelines will be pretty stringent. It's not like we're going to see a ton of banks suddenly boosting their payments to investors, only the stronger ones whose balance sheets look better. But still, it's one indicator on the dashboard that the banks are getting back to their main job, and that is to pump money through this economy.
Marketplace's Scott Tong in Washington. Thanks, Scott.
You're welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud. By Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at AllyBank.com. And by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies.
Major League Soccer continues its playoffs this weekend. The LA Galaxy faces off against the Seattle Sounders on Sunday. 2 years ago, the Sounders weren't even in the league, but now the team's unique business strategy has made it number one when it comes to ticket sales. Josh Plattis reports.
Here at Quest Field, where the Sounders play, the place has the feel of a World Cup soccer final. Every seat is sold out, and the cheering is deafening. What is it about the Sounders? Their championship coach? The talented foreign players? That certainly shows up in their level of play. But maybe the team's financial success has more to do with the Sounders' owners, giving fans the power to make some team decisions. Fans can join the Sounders Team Membership Association and periodically vote on whether team management stays or goes. Tripp Mickle is with Sports Business Journal.
You're literally an owner of this team. You have a say in how it's run. That's unusual in professional sports.
Sounders GM Adrian Hanauer is one of the managers that can be voted out, but he supports the arrangement.
It all is part of sort of a bigger plan, which is to make sure that our fans are engaged and that they're part of the process.
Since it debuted 16 years ago, Major League Soccer has had a hard go of it. Many teams are struggling to make a profit, but the Sounders typically double the league's average attendance and sell more merchandise than any other team. In Seattle, I'm Josh Plattis for Marketplace.
And finally, a story that needs no punchline. A New York cop is suing for slander after he was allegedly caught racing through the streets with his lights flashing and then parking in front of Dunkin' Donuts. A city councilman saw the whole affair, took pictures of it, and reported it to news outlets. Now the cop wants $2 million from the city and the councilman for damage to his reputation. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The Haitian novelist Edwige Dantica has a new book out. It's a memoir this time about art in the middle of horrible tragedy.
Some of it is born perhaps out of struggle, but out of spirituality and a great sense of strength and resilience.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the expatriate artist at work next time on Marketplace. We'll have the numbers from Wall Street as well. It's from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.